It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing, Josh? You didn't blow away this weekend, huh?
I see it's only spring in the calendar sense.
Yeah, well, it's not snowing.
Well,
that's encouraging.
Yeah, that's encouraging, was it? I think it was Lyndon Warden shared a video from a year ago, a couple of days ago, snowing and blowing.
Yeah, it was quite a difference a year makes, that's for sure.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's done now, but you never know. April, you can get some snow in April, too. So.
April showers, bring May flowers, and I told people at church yesterday I always keep my snowblower in my garage until the middle of May to be safe.
Not a bad idea.
Yep.
And some people will appreciate it because you'll be able to blow them out then.
Yeah.
Okay, your neighbors will love you. They love you anyway.
They already do. So.
Let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 5 Earl Philip Hallstrom. Earl was born on October 29th, 19th, and passed away. 30 years ago today, April 8th, 1994. Didn't notice that until now. So he entered active duty on March 24th, 1942 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army. He was honorably discharged 3.5 years later on October 4th, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a driver with headquarters company of 32nd Infantry, part of the 7th Infantry Division. Spent 2 years, 5 months, and 10 days overseas in service in the Pacific Theater. Took part in the battles of the Aleutian Islands, the East Mandates, Southern Philippines, and the Ricus. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Combat Infantryman's Badge, Marksman with a Rifle, Driver's Badge, the Good Conduct Medal, Bronze Star, Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the Philippine Liberation Ribbon with 2 Bronze Service Stars, 4 Overseas Service Bars, because he spent over 2 years overseas, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Earl, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of veterans, 400,000-plus veterans enrolled in VA health care over the past 365 days, and 30% increase over last year. That's a lot of veterans.
Yeah, it's historic enrollment driven by the Bipartisan PACT Act, which the president signed into law as part of his unity agenda for the nation. New enrollees increased in all 50 states year over year. The VA sent out a press release on March 29th discussing their historic milestone for healthcare enrollments. They announced that it has enrolled 401,006 veterans in VA healthcare over the past 365 days, which was 30% more than the 307,831 it enrolled in the previous year. Most yearly enrollees in the last at least the past 5 years at the VA, which is nearly a 50% increase over pandemic-level enrollment in 2020. It's been made possible by the PACT Act, which was signed into law by the president on April 10th, 2022. Allowed VA to expand the healthcare and benefits to millions of veterans. VA is also conducting the most aggressive outreach campaign in its history, including hosting over 226 since the passage of the PACT Act, launching a $16-plus million advertising campaign using public service announcements, and for the first time ever, sending text messages to veterans to encourage them to enroll in VA health care. They're continuing these outreach efforts throughout the rest of the year with more than 550 in-person events already scheduled. Enrolling veterans in health care is a top priority for VA and the entire Biden-Harris administration because VA has proven to be the best care in America for veterans. I always say that's my top priority, too, is making sure that the veterans in this county know about VA health care and can get enrolled. Benefits is a kind of a perk, but I always say health care is the best perk.
That's right.
Health care is for the long term.
It's important.
That's right. Veterans who receive VA health care have better health outcomes than non-enrolled veterans. VA hospitals have dramatically outperformed non-VA hospitals in overall quality ratings and patient satisfaction ratings. VA healthcare is often more affordable than non-VA healthcare for veterans. VA is delivering more care, more benefits to more veterans than ever before in our nation's history, setting an all-time record for healthcare appointments provided in 2023. They recently expanded healthcare eligibility for millions of veterans nationwide years earlier than called for by the PACT Act. As of March 5th, all veterans who are exposed to toxins and other hazards while serving in the military and meet certain requirements became eligible to enroll directly in VA healthcare. It means all veterans who had served in the Vietnam War, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, Global War on Terror, or any other combat zone after September 11th, 2001, will be eligible to enroll directly in VA healthcare without first applying for VA benefits. You know, a lot of times we have to apply for benefits in order for veterans to qualify for VA healthcare based on, you know, if your income is a little too high or any other situations like that. We always try to apply for benefits first, and then one of the ancillary benefits of getting VA benefits is VA healthcare. So, and that's my main goal, is to get as many healthcare enrollees as possible. So
that's kind of why
I hold that near and dear to
me.
Veterans who never deployed but were exposed to toxins or hazards while training or on active duty in the U.S. will also be eligible to enroll. They also expanded health care to all World War II veterans. So any veteran who served in World War II, you know, they're in their upper 90s by now. And, you know, because that was over 8 years ago that the war ended.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, we were just talking about how time passes.
Talking about music, and the last song we played was 40 years old.
40 years old. I was thinking it was 30 years old. But anyways,
time goes in a hurry.
That's right. They're able to serve these new enrollees in part due to last year's record hiring in VA's Veterans Health Administration. Last year, they exceeded hiring goals in the Veterans Health Administration, growing at the fastest rate in 15 years, bringing in more than 61,000 new hires to prepare for an increase in VA healthcare enrollment among veterans under the PACT Act. In total, the Veterans Health Administration now has more employees than ever before in history, and VA's retention efforts also led to a 20% decrease in turnover rate among VHA employees from 22 to 23. So, moving forward, they'll continue to aggressively reach out to veterans and encourage them to come to VA. They encourage all veterans, family members, caregivers, and survivors to learn about VA and apply for their world-class health care and earn benefits today. So, more questions on VA healthcare enrollment and eligibility, contact my office. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line.
And they'll let that out for you today.
Yeah, and I guarantee you that the Veterans Linkage Line is going to say contact your county veteran service officer. But that number is 1-888-LINK-VET, 546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, contact our office. We're in the lower level of the courthouse. Wet.
Kind of greening up a little bit out there.
Yeah, I noticed some of my grass is turning green already.
Yep. That's got the mower out pretty
not
soon.
Just where the dog mess is.
That's right.
But open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. Reach us by phone at 598-3445. We'll be closed tomorrow because of I have a meeting up in St. Paul again. Tomorrow, the Dawson American Legion is putting on a flag retirement ceremony. I believe that starts at 7 p.m. at the Hilltop Bar and Grill.
And don't forget, I do have some flags here that people have dropped off. I'm going to have you take with you.
I got three bags at the courthouse already, but I can always take more.
Take some more.
Yep. Big old trash bags full of
them. Glad you mentioned it, because I just forgot I had those. So.
Yep. Thank you for the reminder, too. glad I brought my truck today. again, 598-3445.
Okay. We want to put in a plug. I keep forgetting to mention another program that we carry here on Q92 on Saturday evening.
Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
5 Military, Minnesota Military Radio with Tom Lyons, which is, you've been on that program.
I've been on that program a few times. There's a monthly spot where they give us 5 minutes to talk. As president of our association, I get to speak on behalf of all my colleagues for this year. And Tom Lyons is kind of stepping back from it. It's Doug Wortham is going to be the new announcer.
Yeah, Tom's been there a long time. So
Tom started it, way back when. But now he's kind of turning it over to Doug Wortham.
That's quite a lot of good information there and interesting.
It
program,
is. It's very good.
But at 6:05 every Saturday evening. Runs for just about an hour.
Yep.
Right here on Q92. So tune in that. And can tune in again to Vets Info on the Air next Monday.
Absolutely, and this will be podcasted, right?
It will be up on the KLQBFM.com podcast.
Yeah, we'll be live on Monday, but I'll be out of the office Monday through Thursday next week. I got a conference down in Mankato and a Veterans Day on the Hill, which is a veterans rally at the Capitol taking place on the 17th. So,
all right. I'll see if you can straighten them out down there.
No, do my best.
Okay. All right. See you next week.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.